Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, do you not know that a little yeast leavens all the dough? Clear out the old yeast, and so that you may become a fresh batch of dough, inasmuch as you are unleavened. For our paschal lamb, Christ, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. He saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These words are taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea." Good news. I'm sure this has happened to you more than just once, where you've had some news you want to share with other people, and you're just dying to tell somebody. You tell the news, and then you see somebody else you know that you say the same story to that person, and you just can't contain yourself. You just want to tell people. Whenever I have some news to tell, I always say to the person, "Do you want the full story or the shortened version of it?" Because I'm happy to do just a shortened version. But we like to convey and like to tell people what we want to pass on to others. And I use that because of what we heard in our first reading, that St. Peter couldn't contain himself to tell people who had gathered there for Cornelius' baptism what the Lord Jesus had done. You might ask yourself, is this the same St. Peter who denied knowing Jesus? Yes, it is. Is this the one at the Last Supper who said, Jesus, I will die for you? This is the same Peter. And we probably wonder what happened to him. Well, what happened to him is that he received the Holy Spirit. This was news that he continued to proclaim and wherever he went and even gave his life for it because he told people this good news. This is good news that people needed to hear, and the news is being continued to be proclaimed to even today. Our celebration of Easter is certainly a joyful celebration. And I hope that what we do is not just celebrated today, but within your heart and in your mind, that you always remember this day because of what Christ has done. In ways we should be able, almost hard to contain ourselves because we hold this mystery of faith. I'm not asking you to stand on the street corners of Prairie du Chien and speak the praises of God. It would be wonderful if we did. But in your own way, every single day, through your words, your thoughts, and your actions, you should be proclaiming this great mystery of faith. So today, let it be renewed within you why this day is so special. It is the day that remembered that Jesus conquered all things, but especially we look at death and sin. So let us be joyful in heart. Let that joy remain with us. And in a way, just like St. Peter, being hard to contain this great mystery, may it be seen in each and every one of us every single day that we believe in Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead.